chickens in the houses, they got chickens in the trees, chicken in the pots, the motto of the Petaloomies. Out in Petaluma, spending my days. Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay? Now Marvin got me started, sold me my first hen. Now I got 4 and 20, and 24 more again. I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay? Chicken in the morning, it's chicken in the night. Weren't for chicken, Petaluma never would have reached its height. I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay?
If you want to know how many eggs a chicken will lay, it is about one egg every 28 hours, whether she wants to or not. That's the average. Good evening. It is Mouthful, smart talk about food, wine, and farming here on KRCB Radio 91. I'm Michelle Anna Jordan. Hope you've had a great weekend. Hope that we make it even better. Was at the farmer's market in Sebastopol today, and we are in the midst of a Gravenstein celebration. Like almost everything that we grow in Sonoma County, Gravensteins are early this year. Tomatoes were early. Tomatoes were the earliest I have ever seen them. Gravenstein's quite early, too. Harvest for several wineries in both Sonoma and Napa counties started in July. So things are underway, headed towards fall already. We're doing what has become our annual Gravenstein Apple Fair show. We have a full house. I'm going to introduce our guests just really quickly. We have Elisa Trine. Trine said it right. Yay. Of Manzana. Okay, we have Carmen Snyder, Executive Director of Farm Trails. We have Tucker Taylor, who's the Director of the Culinary Gardens at Jackson Family Wines. We have Daniel Keaton of Backyard in Forestville. And last but definitely not least, because she is Pack Insider, we have Ellen Cavalli of Tilted Shed Cider. Thanks, everybody, for coming.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What do we want to do first? Do we want to pop open that cider?
Please.
Okay.
Oh, let's Dan. Okay. Here we go.
Open cider.
Open some Graviva first. We heard that?
Yes.
Nice. All right. So what I have right here for you, Michelle, is our 2014 Graviva. You've had it before, but it's sort of our flagship cider. It's 50% organic Gravenstein's and a blend of other heirloom and traditional tannic cider apples. So some French bittersweets in there that I'll be pouring. And this is going to be at the Gravenstein Apple Fair. And we're super excited to be pouring it this
great
time.
And do we need to pass you over these glasses?
No, I'll drink it all by myself. That's fine.
I have a straw.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we'll get you covered.
Okay, and while we're waiting for you to pour that, you now have a tasting room in Santa Rosa, right?
It's actually in Windsor, so just
in Windsor,
north.
Okay.
Yes, and we opened about a year and a half ago, and we're on Bell Road in Windsor, in a little district we call Artisan Alley. And so there's two wineries, a distillery, and us. And it's a really nice little spot for people to come and to try what's so great about Sonoma County.
Are you on the east side or west side of 101?
The west side.
West side.
So
oh,
it's
okay.
Actually going to be an apple's throw from the new Russian River Brewery. So
oh, wow.
You know where that's going to be?
Yes, okay.
Yeah, you can come over there after you go to Russian River.
Outstanding. And we're going to tell us the name of this again.
So this is Graviva, which is
Viva
La Grave, right? So it's our homage to our Sonoma County heritage apple.
Bone dry, which I love.
It actually has a little touch of residual sugar.
Really? Yes.
Less than 1%. But yeah, okay. For all intents and purposes, it's dry.
It's dry. And it's almost had a little flourish of smoke. I assume that has to do with some of the apple varieties.
That's with some of the cider apple varieties. Uh-huh. That's true. Yeah, so they're high tannin, low acid apples that originated in Normandy. So if you've ever had a French cidre, mm-hmm. you would be familiar with that sort of like barnyard earthiness to
right,
it.
Yeah.
A funk on the back. And we're really excited about this because Wine Spectator just did their first ever cider feature. And we're profiled in there. And
oh, great. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. And Graviva was compared to a Loire Valley Chenin Blanc. So I don't know if you get that. I'm a cider drinker, not a wine drinker.
I don't.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
you know
say
what? It's
that.
Cider.
Plus, it's got earthy low notes. If it were singing, I think it would be a baritone along the lines of John Doe of X.
Oh wow, you're writing my label copy this time.
And I love Sancerre, I love Loire Valley Sauvignon Blanc, but it has mineral. It's more like licking wet cement, and it has more high notes. I wouldn't say this had high notes, but it has beautiful low notes.
Thank you. I think of an orchard floor.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
where I'm at.
Okay, sure.
Where I'm at. I spent a lot of time on the orchard floor.
Orchard
so.
Floor.
Anyway, we'll be pouring this at the Gravenstein Apple Fair.
Okay, and there's going to be, how does it work? Is it like it did last time, just lots of different cideries?
Carmen? So the cider tent, Ellen was there for the first one, which was in 2012?
2012.
The first time we had craft cider. And then in 2013, we had Devoto and Tilted Shed. And this year, we have 9 cider makers participating. So it shows how much the revival is thriving.
And I remember last year was really hot. Mm-hmm. And some people ran out of cider. Some of the vendors ran out of cider. But there was one, and they've been on the show, possibly with you, Foxcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Foxcraft. Okay, that's what I was saying. Foxen, and Foxen is a winery in Southern California, mm-hmm. so I knew, okay, Foxcraft. They didn't run out.
They did not.
One of the reasons I remember them.
And I don't expect that we'll run out this year. Golden State Cider is going to provide a really generous bulk quantity of cider.
Yeah, and Golden State, of course, the Devotos.
Yeah. Yeah. And then in the Artisan Tasting Lounge, which is new this year, that's where you can meet the maker, and we'll have Sonoma County grown and processed cider in there, where you can have a flight, and Ellen will be in there on both afternoons.
Right, I'll be there both afternoons. I think it's from 2:30 to 6, pouring, and I'm going to bring 4 ciders. So these are all 100% organic, Sonoma County grown, Sonoma County made. This is terroir. I mean, this is you know, Sonoma County in a bottle. And so I'm going to be pouring maybe some Inclinado, which is our cidre. It's a wild ferment, 100% Gravenstein, and a few other ciders, including some that are just going to be released. So I'm really excited to bring those and share them with all the guests.
You're making me want to go on Saturday.
You should.
Well, I'm going to be there on Sunday, mm-hmm. but I'm doing a cooking demo right at noon, and then I have to leave because I have to give a lecture that I committed to before, you know, I have to go give a lecture to the Redwood Writers Group, so I don't get to stay and hang out, but now I'm thinking,
well, come join us on Saturday,
maybe I need to go on Saturday rather than, you know, taking the day off. Okay, let's go next. Let's go to Alyssa. You are new to Mouthful,
I am.
You are doing one of my favorite things in the world. I buy so much apple cider vinegar.
Yes.
So tell me about this.
This year, this is brand new for our North Coast brand, so this year I thought it'd be fun if we did some apple cider vinegar shots at the fair, because that's a big thing. We go to shows and, you know, a lot of people are like, ew, you know, who wants to do that? It's pretty big, so there's a lot mm-hmm. of people out there. I know we do shots in the office every day.
Really?
Keeps us going. You know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we're losing our energy.
I'm going to start trying that.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, you know, if you go back to Pioneer Cookbooks, into some of those cookbooks, you know, that they published for women who get married, and, you know, like 1901, and here's the women's handbook and that sort of thing, you find a shot, or they didn't call it a shot.
Right.
They probably called it a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar.
Every
morning will keep your tummy flat.
Sure. Keeps it flat, gives you energy if you struggle with heartburn. Total cure for all kinds of things.
Now, Manzano has always been in Grayton.
It's in Sebastopol on Green Valley Road.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's right past Grayton. The address is Sebastopol for some reason.
Even Grayton addresses are Sebastopol. So.
Yeah. So we've been there since 1922. Mm-hmm. North Coast is our family brand, and we're really excited to be a major sponsor of the Gravenstein Apple Fair. We'll be pouring Gravenstein apple juice, Gravenstein applesauce, and handing out our organic applesauce pouches, along with doing the vinegar shots. We'll do that a couple times a day, both days. You'll get a raffle ticket, you know, into the jar if you participate, and then we'll do a drawing for a Gravenstein apple tree.
Cool. And then you distribute nationwide, don't you?
Internationally.
Internationally.
Yeah. So nationwide, as well as Canada and Japan right now.
Uh-huh.
And growing more and more every day. Mm-hmm. So it's really exciting.
Tell us about sourcing your apples.
For the North Coast brand, we get apples. We have 80% of the open market in the U.S. So all of our apples are all from the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
California, Sonoma County for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Washington, Arizona, little bit in Oregon. And that's what we're going to stay with for the North Coast brand.
Excellent. Do you want to pour us
I would love
shots?
To.
And while you are pouring the shots, we're going to talk to Tucker Taylor, director of Culinary Gardens. Do you spend a lot of time outside?
Yes.
And I know that there's the big culinary garden there at the Jackson Wine Center in Fulton, really. Is there still at least one other location?
We have a production site in Geyserville.
Okay.
And
that's the one I was thinking of.
But our main location is at Kendall Jackson in mm-hmm. Fulton.
Mm-hmm. And how are you tied in to the Gravenstein Apple Fair?
So we're going to have a sensory garden there at the fair. It's going to be a representation of what we have at our main estate at Kendall mm-hmm. Jackson. So mm-hmm. we have a red wine sensory garden and a white wine sensory garden.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have various herbs that people can sniff. And basically we use it as an educational tool to help people develop a vocabulary when it comes to smelling and tasting wines.
Mm-hmm. And are you the herbs that you have, are these elements that people, if they're a really acute taster, will find in the different wines?
Yes, and you don't have to be an acute taster. I've brought some herbs today. One in particular that most people will get is lemon verbena. It's one of my favorite herbs.
Mm-hmm. Love this.
Yeah.
And
I have
lotion.
You know, and it grows really well, too. Mm-hmm. Gophers don't, at least in my garden, the gophers don't eat it. So I love it.
This was one plant that we didn't kill at my last house.
Yeah, it always comes back.
Yes.
It does.
It always comes back.
I love to put it with lavender and make ice cream with it or ice milk.
Mm-hmm.
Super good.
Also, if you make lemonade at home and you just put the stock right in and leave it overnight, it just adds such a beautiful layer both of taste and of aroma.
So we'll be pouring a Sonoma County Matanzas Creek Sauv Blanc.
One of the best Sauvignon Blancs in America, that one.
Yeah, you can really pick up the lemon notes in that. We also have pineapple sage, another one of my favorites. Mm-hmm.
This is some big-leafed pineapple sage.
So you'll find the pineapple notes in our La Crema Sonoma Coast Chardonnay. Mm-hmm. And then we also have some chocolate mint. And you can pick up the chocolate notes in our Arrowwood Knights Valley Cab.
Mm. Mm. Mm-hmm. You know, chocolate sage is such an amazing herb.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really is.
And then I have some marjoram here. So you can pick up the nose of our Jackson Estate Anderson Valley Pinot with this marjoram.
With
it's
marjoram.
Really nice. I love
marjoram.
It's just starting to flower. Yeah. This is perfect.
Oh, wow. Mm. This is lovely marjoram.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm, really beautiful. And it's the Pinot Noir from Anderson Valley?
Yes.
Now, will all these wines be... Will you taste the wines and smell the herbs at the same time?
So it'll be interactive. So we'll have our garden there for people to sniff and our wines for people to taste.
Really beautiful. I'm going to pass those herbs back to you so that they can go back into their water.
It's kind of like scratch and sniff, huh?
Yeah.
yeah, not even kind of.
Too bad you're all listening on the radio. Maybe you'll want to come to the fair.
You know, wouldn't it be great if we could do aroma radio?
Oh, right.
You know, if there was just some way we could get those aromas out through your speakers, that would be really fun.
Let's Kickstarter that one. Let's do it.
There we go. Daniel, you're doing a cooking demo. I believe you're doing yours on Saturday.
I believe so.
What are you going to do?
Right now, it's
I love that because I'm the same way.
I think it's Saturday. Actually, I think I'm either right after you or at 3 o'clock. I have to double check. But we've been on this really fun kick of.
I think you're at 3 o'clock on Saturday, if I remember correctly.
I'm Carmen glad you know,
knows.
I know.
Carmen knows
let me
for
know
sure.
Right now, just to make sure that I'm there. But what I'm going to demo there is we've been on this really big latke kick this summer. Like, I love latkes.
And you're putting some grated Gravensteins
in? So I'm doing a Gravenstein and summer squash latke to demo. And it's one of those things that, you know, as I'm sure Tucker knows, you have one squash plant and all of a sudden it becomes way too
500
much.
500 squashes.
Right. But this everything this year, it started early, but it's been so good.
Like, yes.
The produce this year has just been... mind-blowing.
Have you had pluots this year?
Oh, my God. The plums, they were... It
the
was
plums
hard
and the
fast, but they were some of the best I've ever tasted.
The Santa Rosa plums,
oh my God.
You blinked and they were gone, they were so good.
I made about probably 20 gallons of jam, hopefully to get through until January, but I doubt that's going to happen.
Well,
without
right now I'm making... Somebody gave me the last of their Santa Rosa plums. They were really small, smaller than a ping pong ball. And I ate as many as I could.
Yeah.
But I just put them into mason jars and covered them with apple cider vinegar.
Yep.
Perfect.
And some waiting to make shrub when I get a chance. So they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. We did, I mean, we've done so many different things with plums. We did a Mirabelle plum. The Mirabelle plums this year were just so, there's the yellow, smaller plum. And so we did a lot with mostardas, and it's an Italian condiment. And so we did, actually, one of the best things this year that I've tasted has been the blackberries.
Mm.
I have never seen blackberries like I've seen this year.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And we just started seeing Gravenstein's at the restaurant about a week ago. And, you know it's Gravenstein season when people come in with buckets full and be like, here, please take these. And
well, the crop this year is incredible.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. The quality, the flavor. Everything is
on target, so
sure.
good. The skins are a little bit more this year than they were
a little
last
waxy.
Year. Yeah, mm-hmm. but the flavor is just unmatchable. It really is.
Today for the Sebastopol celebration of the Gravenstein at the farmers market, I made my spicy Gravenstein chowder.
Mm.
And I did I had 2 quarts left. I didn't peel the apples.
Mm.
I did not peel the apples, and
no, the skins add such a great little bitterness, like a little texture,
and a nice color. And you know, I puree it all with an immersion blender, and then combine it with potatoes and some spices, but a lot of smoked goat cheddar from Redwood Hill, and I make a stock.
I love that.
I make a stock that I cook for 3 days on low, but on very low, and I just put in a bunch of chicken and a bunch. I found local ham hocks,
nice,
which I'd never seen before. Mm-hmm. So I have this ham hock and chicken, organic chicken stock, and then start laying all the other stuff in.
We just got a smoker that we've been using, and that was one of the first things that I did was just one of the local ranchers. I just said, I know you have a whole bunch of feet, give them, and we just smoke them just for stock.
Well, I went to Oliver's to get some ham hocks to make the stock, and they had Caggiano.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen Richard doing that before. So anyway, I should have brought some. I'm sorry.
That's right. I didn't bring chicken, so it's okay.
We're even.
Okay, and to clarify, you're on at 3 on Saturday.
Perfect. Thank you. It's in the calendar.
Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
That right. So now I'm really going to have to go. So tell us again what you're going to do, you're going to do.
It's a gravy.
The latke.
Yeah, the Gravenstein and summer squash latke, and then I'm going to make an apple mostarda to go with it.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
And tell people in a little more detail who don't know what mostarda is.
So mostarda is an Italian condiment that started – there's a traditional Italian dish that's called bolito misto, which means mixed boil. And what it was, as with 90% of the greatest food in this world, is it started as a peasant dish where they would take the cheaper cuts of meat and boil them in different stocks. So you'd have the tongue, you'd have the shoulder, you'd have some kind of sausage and some kind of offal, whether it's liver or brain or kidney or whatever it was. And these would all be mixed together in different stocks, and they'd be boiled, and then this dish would come out, and they would put slices on your plate, and then so you'd have this boiled meat, and you know, as we all know, you just boil some meat; it doesn't have a ton of flavor, and so they would make great condiments to go with that, and mostarda was one of those condiments, and so there's a bunch of different ways to make it. Traditionally, it uses mustard essence, which we're not allowed to use in this country because you can make mustard gas with it. But so what we do is we take the fruit, cover it with sugar, let it sit out overnight. The sugar leaches out all the moisture from inside the fruit, not all of it, but helps it to – it still maintains its structure. And then we take that liquid, strain out the fruit, bring it up to a boil. So what happens is it starts to ferment, and then you stop the fermentation by cooking it. Pour that liquid back over the fruit and do that for 3 to 4 days until the syrup has really developed a lot of flavor. And then you add mustard seeds and mustard oil to it to finish it. And that's how we do it.
You may have thought that was my stomach growling. I think it was actually your dog.
It's Lark.
I was really hungry listening to that.
It's Lark. She when she's scratching, she gets this sort of low whine. Like she hates scratching. I don't know, because she's on a good flea treatment, and you don't find any fleas on her, but she does have this little whine. But she's very expressive, Lark is. I think it's time to taste another cider. You've got one ready to open.
Sure, we can do that. But you're saying wine, and
we're going to taste
over here. Has got some stuff going on.
But I think the progression is if we had white wine.
No, if you want to do
white wine cider, red wine.
Actually, and this cider that I'm about to pour for you. You hear that?
Did we all do our vinegar shots?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
in fact,
I did mine
right before I came over. So I make fire cider vinegar or fire cider.
Nice.
And I drink that every day, and I just had a shot right before I came over. So I'm all about that vinegar.
That's why she has so much energy.
No. I don't have any energy. I just turn it on for the show. I'm getting old, people. So what I...
No, you're not.
Well, okay. But I am.
Thank you.
But I am. But this helps. So what I'm going to pour next is called Inclinado, and that's Spanish for tilted. And it's our interpretation of a basidra. And since we're going to follow it with the apple cider vinegar, you might see some similarities because there's a little bit of VA in this. That's the style of Spanish sidra. It's a wild ferment, so it's natural yeast, fermented and aged in neutral French oak barrel. It's from the 2015 harvest, 100% organic Gravenstein. No sulfites, we don't fine, we don't filter, unpasteurize. It's just the sidra at its wild and unadulterated glory.
Sounds good.
Okay, I'm pouring, everybody. You can't see it. But what you're missing and what you can see when you come to the fair is how you do a traditional long pour with a Spanish sidra.
And hold it up to the microphone because it sounds good.
Okay. Let's see. I hope I don't... Well, no, I just don't want to spill it on you, Dan. Here we go. And so what I'm doing is this is a still cider, so it's uncarbonated. We bottled it still. And you do a long pour, an escanciar. And what's happening when you're doing that
is you're aerating the cider. And so you're giving it a really fleeting, momentary effervescence.
And you should describe the long pour, because some people will think that that just means you're pouring a lot.
Pouring and pouring.
Oh, well,
pouring.
That's a good point. So the long pour, and I'm doing the short pour right now because confines of space, electronics, and whatnot, and Dan right next to me. But if you look up Escancia or Long Pour online, you can see some great pictures in the Basque and Asturian regions of northern Spain. And you hold the bottle either chest or above your head, and you pour it into a glass about at your hip. And what you're doing is you're going to pour a stream of sidra and catch it in your glass. And so typically you have a large tumbler. And you'll catch it, and as it's coming through the air, it's aerating it. Mm-hmm. And then you're supposed to drink it right away.
Yeah. You know, this sounds a little bit like teh terai in Malaysia, and probably in other parts of Asia as well. Teh terai, they have their sweetened hot tea. And when you order it, and there was a place like on the seventh floor of a fancy shopping center in Kuala Lumpur, and he holds a glass of tea up really high over his head and another one really low, and he pours it, and then he reverses it, and then he reverses it, and it's both aerating it, but it's also cooling it.
Oh,
and
that's
making
cool.
It just a little bit foamy, and it's the floor below on the shopping center is where most European and American tourists will go to eat, and there'll be things like, I mean, probably McDonald's, I don't know. But if you go up to the top floor, it's where all the Malaysians are. So there's teh terai, there's chicken rice, which isn't chicken and rice, it's a whole different thing. And it's where all the Malaysian food is. And it's, but this sounds very much in the same
style. Yeah, it is.
Style.
Or in northern Spain, right? Tucker here, or wine people. Jump in here, but is it Chocholi? It's the Spanish wine that they do the long pour on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Or they'll have a porron, and mm-hmm. so it's a similar concept. And so by doing that, you're aerating the soil. You're adding the effervescence. Mm-hmm. Very fleeting, though, and you've got to drink it, and there's a whole ceremony that goes with it. It's part of the celebration of cider, which is really what we're about, you know, just really loving the apple and celebrating it.
This was really good.
Thank you.
Definitely the best non-effervescent cider I've had.
Oh, great.
It was really, cool. Really nice. Thank you
very
welcome. Much. I want to bring Carmen in now, and I want to talk about the fair itself and all the different things. You've mentioned some new things,
mm-hmm.
But let's just give a summary of what's going on in hours. And, of course, it is at Rego Ranch Park down the street from my house. So what else is happening?
So it's August 13th and 14th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. this coming weekend. And we have, this is the 43rd annual Gravenstein Apple Fair. And many of the elements are the same. We've still got the early days old engine guys.
Those old engines.
Yeah. We've got a really robust children's corner with arts and crafts activities. The Schultz Peanuts Naturally Museum will be there with hands-on activities. We have stilt walkers. We have the Circus Waldissima performing both days.
Stilt walkers. I think my grandson is going to be one of the stilt walkers.
Oh, good. The bouncy one? Did you hear about that?
I think so. He and a friend, Jabali.
Uh-huh.
He and Jabali, they told me, oh, we're going to be stilt walkers at the fair.
Oh, yay.
I hope you'll have the apple dart booth as usual.
Frank's darts will be there.
Oh my goodness. So you know we bring in tons of Gravensteins, and our son, who's now 9, will spend $40 on the dart game to win a bag of Gravensteins that we're like, honey, we have tons of literally tons at the cidery, but it's so exciting for him to win his Gravensteins. And those are his apples. I don't touch them. He eats them all. He brings them to school. So that is always a highlight.
Sweet. There's a big hay maze, and I mean, just sing-alongs, puppet shows, lots and lots for kids. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, wonderful things for adults, too. We have live music on two stages, alternating both days. Can I read you the music lineup?
Sure.
I'm really pleased with it. So let's see. On Saturday, we have Saturday, we're opening up the parking this year at 9:30. And the gates won't open till 10, but we're going to try to minimize some of the traffic jam.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the parking opens up, we have the Simmons Family Band busking by Gate 1. So there'll be some entertainment there to start us out. And then they'll move to the
North Coast stage.
And we also have that day Cahoots, Tipsy. Oh, they're great. I love them. Tipsy Gypsy Trio, La Mixta Criolla. Do you know them?
I do.
Cuban band. They're really good. Sourdough Slim with Robert Armstrong. The Wild Catahoulas Cajun Band.
Love them.
Zulu Spear and David Lunning.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And then on Sunday, we have the Bad Apple String Band, the Bootleg Honeys. The Love Choir always starts us off, I should say, Sunday morning. Mumbo Gumbo, Tommy Thompson, Dr. Loco, and Jen.
Oh, you've got a really great lineup.
Yeah.
What about contests? Are there the... what is it? The pie eating?
We have pie eating, apple juggling, and those are the. And now this year, I guess maybe apple cider
the
shot.
Apple cider vinegar mm-hmm. shots. Yeah. Yeah. But that's not a contest.
Yeah, that's not really.
You do
yeah.
it. And oh. you get
yeah,
to,
I don't think you want
it's
to.
It's a drama.
And we also have caramel apple eating mm-hmm. contest. Ooh. And the caramel apples. Shauna and Brandon from Rocker Oysterfellers mm-hmm. are making true caramel apples, like with the goat milk and the...
It's, yes.
Yeah.
You know who makes a really good version of that is Javier from Bodega Goat Cheese.
Oh, it's so good. He was at the Sebastopol Market with it every once in a while. It's
oh, he usually so has it. Good. I can't go near it.
Yeah.
I cannot buy it. When it's in my refrigerator, it starts calling me at 3 a.m. He laughs at me because it's like, no, don't buy that. You'll become addicted immediately. It is so good. So it's just, I love that. So it's a caramel apple eating.
Yes.
You have to do it without hands.
Because I might have to get somebody to cover me.
I want to say 2:30, 2:45.
On Saturday, of course.
Both
right
days.
Before my demo.
Both days. And... the thing is just who eats it the fastest, basically.
Okay.
And
you can try both days.
Last year, I think we had three kids
on Saturday,
lose teeth during
oh, how cute.
I think they knew that they were close, so they worked it. And then the juggling is always really... I mean, there's some serious jugglers out there
uh-huh.
with tricks and everything.
Yeah, and they blow my mind. I don't know. I don't know how they do it.
So then, of course, we have the Life on the Farm arena that has, like, the cow milking and sheep shearing and cowboy storytelling and farmer panels that Clark Wolf is leading. And Linda Hopkins is going to be there talking about backyard goats. And we have someone talking about backyard chickens. Mm-hmm. So it really is an agricultural event. I mean, those are the origins
absolutely.
Of farm trails and of this fair.
Mm-hmm.
We have the chef's tent, of course, that y'all will be participating in.
Who's going to be there on Saturday other than Daniel? I think you've got May.
We
Ibop
do.
At
noon. Homeward Bound. She's one of the chefs for Homeward Bound in Marin.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm doing a demo. I'm doing an event there on August 30th.
Uh-huh.
And so I just contacted her, and she's going to be doing the other demo
okay.
on Saturday.
So Saturday, we have Ann Cornell from Relish.
Okay.
And then we have May, and then we have Daniel. And on Sunday, we have Michelle Anna Jordan at 12 o'clock. And at 1:30, we have Chef Jack Heron from Eat It, Make It, Grow It. He's doing a summer crisp salad with marinated apples, corn, baby green beans, fresh ricotta, and applewood smoked bacon.
You know, I just found his business card in my little briefcase thing. Huh. I thought, why do I know him? So...
And then to That's kick it off is Chef Thomas Schmidt from John Ash, and he's going to do a Gravenstein apple and brie soup. So you it's know, all savory dishes mostly, interesting.
Which is great, which is great. And I'm on there as doing, I think I'm on there as doing a vinaigrette, but with
the grapefruit, ginger, and Gravenstein apple cider vinaigrette with Earthworker Farm Mark Twang mix.
Yeah, if Mark Twang is available, and he hasn't had it for a couple of weeks, yeah, that was the one to say, yeah, I'll do that one. But I think what I'm also going to do, because that I can make that in about a minute and a half, and we have more time than that. So I'm pretty sure what I'm going to do is Normandy chicken, which is sautéed apples, wedges, chicken thighs, sauteed in butter, of course, because it's Normandy, and then finished with apple cider and cream.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it's just
fabulous.
And what I may do is actually just serve that with the salad on top because it's a great combination.
That sounds delicious.
That's at what time on Sunday?
That's at noon.
All
Okay. That's it. And then I have
my day planned. It starts with salad and it goes to caramel apples.
Well, I just have to make sure that I can get the chicken thighs and get it all right. So it's not they hated me last year because I did three dishes, and they got they were really annoyed that they had to dish up three different times.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. They were. They said next year you're only doing one thing. I was like, really? Well, I got to go because I'm serving my spicy Gravenstein chowder over in the slow food booth. So, I actually did four things. I figure if I can cook it, they can serve it.
For sure.
Definitely. How much are tickets?
Tickets at the gate are $15 for adults, $12 for seniors and veterans, $10 for adults who cycle to the fair.
What if you walk?
Oh, I? Well, huh.
I'm sorry.
I didn't think about that.
Because I was thinking about walking on Saturday so that I don't have to. Although I'll probably be, if I'm there, I'll be selling books at the slow food booth as well, but I can just bring them in my wagon.
If you walk your wagon, we got temporary tickets anyway. And then for the kids, it's 12. Now, we also have advanced discount tickets available now at all of the Oliver's Market locations, at all Copperfields locations, even in Marin and Napa. And
Harmony Farms.
At Harmony Farm Supply. And then if you go to GravensteinAppleFair.com, you can go through Eventbrite to get those tickets online as well. Uh-huh. And the discounted tickets are the historic price that the fair was many, many years ago. So we've just held that for our community at an advanced rate. And it's $12 for an adult and $8 for kids.
Wow. It's a great price.
It's a great. There's so much. I mean, once you get inside the fair, like there's the arts and crafts vendors. There's the music.
The
do-it-yourself arena where you can learn how to felt wool by hand. Amy Chestnut's doing that from Sonoma Wool Company.
So she's there's just nothing like felting. Felting is so magical.
Yeah, it feels so good. You can learn how to make cheese. Shauna from the Epicurean Connection is going to do cheese making demo. Danielle from Jolie Flower Business, formerly of Chickabloom, is going to do a flower arrangement demo. We have how to make worm composting bins. So it's all kind of like low tech things that you can do
And then my husband Scott, who's our cider maker, is going to be leading how to make home cider making workshop on Sunday. I think it's at 2:30. I'm gonna say it's 2. I'm like Daniel here. It's in my phone, and it's round. It's on the website, GravenstainAppleFair.com.
I never know where I'm supposed to be until I look at something.
He's going to walk everybody through how to make cider, what apple varieties. We're going to give them. We'd love to share all of our knowledge with people. Mm-hmm. We want it to be really accessible and want people to use the apples here. So he's going to give a full workshop there.
Speaking of apples go ahead.
I was going to mention a couple other things. Jennifer Harris from the Farm to Fermentation Festival will be there teaching how to ferment hot sauce.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go to that one.
Yeah.
I've done it a couple of years, but I need a little help.
And don't forget about all the lovely food booths.
Microbrew. And the microbrew. The food, I'm...
you have a great lineup.
Really.
This year.
We have an extraordinary lineup this year, and I'm very proud to say that it's all from Sonoma County.
Yay!
Vendors. We're not bringing people in. So, should I read that?
Please. Okay.
So we have Acre Coffee there with espresso. We have Acropolis with Greek food. We have The Backyard.
Yay.
Do you want to just go ahead and tell what you're doing? My favorite.
We're going to be doing fried chicken sandwiches, more fried chicken sandwiches. And one of the things that we really love more than anything to do at the Gravenstein Apple Fair is our fried green tomatoes and black eyed peas. It's just fun. And so those are the main things that we're going to be doing. We're also going to have some sweet potato fries so there's this one farm that's just one of our favorites, besides Tucker, of course. It's called What Up Farm. And a guy named Joby is the one who runs it, and he's got some of the best corn I've ever tasted in my life. And so I talked to him last week, and he said he's getting ready to do his next harvest, and he should have 100 to 200 ears of corn. And I said, I want them all. Awesome. He thought I was kidding. And then he realized that I wasn't. And so we're gonna have just grilled corn on the cob with a cilantro lime butter and just super, just so you can taste how great Sonoma County corn can be.
Yum.
Sounds really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep on going. Larry Vito's Barbecue Smokehouse, Community Church of Sebastopol with apple pies. Estero Cafe, do you know those guys?
Oh, love them.
So what they're doing...
They are so good.
It's awesome. And they're such
awesome.
Great people.
Well, and we lost the corn dog vendor. He passed away. And the last couple of years, it's amazing. So many people come to the information booth and they say, where's the corn vendor? And I'm like, I'm so sorry. He's gone. And anyway, so I was talking to Samantha about having them come and what they should prepare. And I was like, oh, corn dogs? And she said, yes, so they're going to do organic Sonoma County corn dogs with Sonoma County corn. And I believe her husband, Ryan, he processes. I think he's going to do the processing of the meat. So,
wow. Yeah.
So that's super exciting.
Yeah.
We have flyaway favorite kettle corn. We have frozen art with ice cream and popsicles. We have Gerard's paella. We have grandma's apple fritters. They do a great job. And we appreciate them. They help us out a lot. The Masons do with our gates and such. Island Ice, Lata's Indian Cuisine, Mommy's Yammies, Papa's a Pollo. Peter Lowell's this year for the first time doing hamburgers. Rocker Oyster Fellers, they're doing the candy apples. Sonoma Chocolatiers, Sonoma Teriyaki, The Farmer's Wife. Kendra, of course, mm-hmm. makes those amazing
sandwiches.
Grilled cheese, really good fried egg sandwiches. The Lemonade Yard, The Worst from Healdsburg area.
Yes.
I think they're going to do sausages. Three Twins Ice Cream, Top That Yogurt. Whole Foods is going to have a truck there doing some sushi. And Willie Bird Turkeys.
Wow, that is really lineup. About how many people do you anticipate over the weekend?
We're expecting 15,000 over the course of 2 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know some people are coming from the East Coast just for this.
Really?
Yeah. I think they might be living in D.C. or out of D.C. right now. They lived here for a while, and they just love it, so they plan their vacation, so they're going to come for both days.
Sweet. Well, the county fair has extended into our weekend for the last couple of years, which, I mean, we've had great attendance, but I think it might even be a little bit boosted this year since the county fair is not going on, except for some horse racing, maybe.
Oh, really? There'll still be horse racing next weekend?
I think they're doing a horse racing. I shouldn't be advertising, but yeah.
Well, I don't go to horse racing, but that's interesting.
So then we also have the new venue this year that Tucker is here for is the Artisan Tasting Lounge. Mm-hmm. And so what we're doing is and this is the only thing once you get inside the fair that there is an additional charge for. Mm-hmm. It's $20, and it comes with a commemorative gas glass, like the ones that we're mm-hmm. drinking out of. Jackson Family Wines will be there from 11 to 6 both days pouring this flight that Tucker was describing to us mm-hmm. and with a sensory tasting garden. And then we have other artisan producers in the tent as well giving tastes, like micro tastes. So we have craft cider producers. We have several local cheese makers. Spirit Works is going to be there with a specialty cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of restaurants.
Am I coming yet?
You're supposed to. Yeah.
Okay.
We gotta get this schedule nailed down.
How about Saturday, 4 o'clock?
I like Sunday better, actually.
Oh, Jesus.
Barb from the Union is going to be there on Saturday.
You got it.
Victorian Farmstead is going to be there with really yummy bites from their various meats.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer Branham from Laguna Farm, who we love, she's going to do some vegetable crudité and little fruit kebabs.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I'll have some charcuterie for you that we make from local pigs.
Fabulous. Fabulous. And we've got the Cirque de Ferments guys there with their fermented vegetables. And we love
Cirque de Ferments. Kevin.
Yeah.
You know, Sean. Sean made his brother buy him out, so Sean's off doing other things. But Kevin does they both do. They do fabulous things.
They do. And Monte Bellaria, do you know them? They have tons of lavender, and they're really very active in the bee club and bee community. They have a lot of honeybees, but they also have olives and olive oil, and they're going to come with their olive oil for the whole time.
Oh,
and they're
interesting.
really lovely people, and we're excited to have them there. So it's going to be a true representation of everything that, or a lot of what's grown in Sonoma County, which is extraordinary.
Yeah, okay. You've convinced me. I will be there on Saturday.
Oh, and Saturday, the Tucker and Justin at 2:30 are doing a special presentation.
Okay, great. Ooh, and you have a wine.
Saturday at 2:30. I can make that.
I know you've got a one or two wines over there, right?
I've got one wine today. This is the Jackson Estate Anderson Valley Pinot. 2014.
My reputation has gotten around. People knew to bring Pinot to Mouthful.
That's my favorite, too.
Pinot and sparkling. Anything sparkling.
Wait, let me dump this out first. I don't want the cider.
Let's see if we can pass that over to him.
See, that's a nice pour. Doesn't have to be the long pour.
No, that's a long pour.
Okay,
this is the right long
pour. Oh, that's a long pour.
Well, Tucker is pouring.
I wanted to say,
what is, if anyone can answer this, and it's sort of a two-pronged question, because one involves cider and what is happening with the cider movement, but how is the health of our apple orchards? I hear... For a while, I was feeling, oh, it's getting better. People are planting apples for cider. This is a good thing. They're not taking out Gravenstein so much anymore. Acreage is improving. And then lately, I've been hearing, well, that's not really true. They're taking it out more. So how are things going?
Well, let's see. So I don't have a long historical perspective. I mean, we've only been here 6 years. There's still conversion happening for sure. And it can be discouraging, but I think it's slowing down, and I think a lot of it has to do with what, you know, Farm Trails has been doing, or Slow Food, for instance. So
yeah,
members of both.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you see an orchard being plowed under and being converted, and part of it is economics. Part of it is consumer demand. But I try not to get hung up on that. What I do see are pockets of trees going in.
Yes,
I see more interest, you know, in what we're doing, in the cider apples that we're planting. So I think that as Carmen just said, that Sonoma County, so much grows here. Everything that is planted here seems to do beautifully.
The only thing that doesn't grow here, really.
Avocados.
Avocados. No.
There are.
There's one person that grows them.
Tell me who.
His name is Lee, and he has.
Bob Kennard.
Kennard does it. But Lee has a tree up in Guerneville, and it's the only local person that I can get that has avocados and produces, and he gets a few hundred avocados a year.
I don't know why I haven't talked to Bob Kennard in years, but I know he's got a little pocket.
That's funny.
I was going to say the only thing that doesn't grow here is spices, you know, because you have to be in tropical weather.
And you could manage that with hothouses and things like that, but for the same reasons that the wine here is spectacular, is the same reasons that the cider can be spectacular. I mean, this is a superb area to grow wine grapes and to grow apples for cider. And so I try to look at the long haul, and I think we'll be okay. And I really credit the work of Farm Trails and of Slow Food, and myself once in a while, and our orchardists, the people who just keep going.
Those of us who write about it.
Whenever. You know, they persist. Apple trees are resilient, and I think our economy and our apple culture is as well. So I think it's going to be okay.
I can't imagine why anyone would say it's getting worse right now just because of the thriving cider movement.
Well,
and we have so, I don't
well,
even
not
know
not everybody's using local apples yet. And so what I want you all to do is to ask, just as you do with your food.
Of course.
Is to ask, where do your apples come from? Because not everybody is.
Right. I know
everywhere.
That aren't.
Well, right. And I'm not trying to, I'm just saying not everybody is. And part of it is where's the demand? On the other hand, there is more interest as well as doing maybe some locally made ones or some locally grown. So, you know, we vote with our money, you know, and we do that. And so if we want our apples to be alive and to be intact,
then you support the work of Farm Child. Absolutely. You support the work of Slow Food, and you support the work of the people who are using those apples. Mm-hmm.
And we also know that there were studies done, I believe, by UC Davis and probably some other agencies. Anything grown in Sonoma County fetches more money per pound, or however you want to mention it, than things grown elsewhere in California. That was, pretty sure it was UC Davis that did that. And this is going back to the early 90s. There was a, salad mix, and Sonoma County really put salad mix, fall salad mix, spring salad mix on the map in the 80s. It was the first product that we were, first fresh product that we were sending. I mean, we were sending it to Florida, New York, and Hawaii before people in Sonoma County
were
buying it.
When people come out here, they don't understand why it tastes so much better. And they're like, well, it's because it was harvested this morning, not
yeah. Exactly.
And a half ago.
It's delicious. Right.
And now we have to go back to Tucker. Tell him what year, what vintage is this wine?
This is 2014.
It is really lovely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is just...
This is one of my favorites.
It's got that satin, that silk-on-satin quality that I love so much. It's just really very nice. And it's not a fruit bomb.
Right.
What's the alcohol?
Any guesses? Any guesses?
12.2.
13. I'd say 13.2.
14.5.
Oh! Really?
Wow.
Because it doesn't come up. It doesn't have... No.
That burn. That
the burn isn't there, and it doesn't have that overly sweet thing high alcohol will sometimes give. It's really quite beautiful. What does it mm-hmm. retail for?
This is 22. Mm-hmm. And I brought a few bites from the garden to try.
Okay.
First we have this blue-green leaf. It originates in the moors of Scotland.
Oh, the moors.
And I obtained these seeds from a source in France.
Really?
And if you like oysters, you're going to love this leaf.
All right.
It's that one right there.
Yep, there it is.
Yeah.
There's that brine. Yes, absolutely. The moors.
Yeah.
student of 19th century British literature, how can I not love the moors? And also, if you can't sleep in the middle of the night, you can stream Doc Martin. Does anybody watch Doc Martin?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And, the moor is right there adjacent to Port Wynn. So there's all the weird characters who live on the moors.
And speaking of the price of produce in Sonoma County, we're getting $1 a leaf for this.
Really? Wow.
Thank you.
Who's buying it?
Everybody.
We're selling to a lot of local chefs as well as chefs in San Francisco.
Now, for a while you had, just got a leaf on my tonsil, you were selling retail on weekends.
Right.
Are you still doing that?
No, we're not doing that right now.
So you're just doing the wholesale distribution.
Right.
$1 a leaf.
Yeah.
So what is it?
Yeah.
We gotta get Mike a leaf.
I believe this is in the Comfrey family, based on the flower morphology. This next leaf is called ice lettuce, and it originates in coastal Africa. But it's not really a lettuce; it's a succulent. And being a coastal plant, it uptakes salts from the soil, so it has a really nice briny flavor. But before you eat it, hold it up to the light, and you'll see the crystals on the leaf surface.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Yeah, this is
one of my all-time favorites.
Wow.
That I beg Tucker every time I see him to give me some.
And then the last leaf I brought originates in Japan. It's called Kinome. It's from the Sancho pepper, but it's not good. A true pepper. It's in the citrus family, so it has really nice. Bitter citrus notes to it. It's a nice palate cleanser.
What is this ice
lettuce?
Oh,
it's also
amazing.
Called Ficoid glacial.
Oh my god, that's so super cool.
And how many acres are you currently cultivating or farming?
So we have just under 4 acres at Kendall Jackson in Fulton, and then we have another 8 acres. That's a work in progress in Geyserville. But we give tours every day, and you know, we just want to get people in touch with the importance of fresh food, mm-hmm. and which there's an abundance of here in Sonoma County.
Boy, that last leaf was just gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
And we're also hoping to inspire people to want to go home and plant gardens for themselves, mm-hmm. or expand upon their existing gardens.
Now, very quickly, you have the Kendall Jackson Heirloom Tomato Festival coming up.
Yes, we do.
What's the date?
So the date on that is Saturday, September 24th, and that's from 11 to 4. Mm-hmm. So it's our 20th anniversary. So we'll be flying in top chefs from around the country to compete. The night before, we're having a dinner for about 250 people right in the middle of the garden. Doug Keen and Sang Yoon will be there. We'll have a few other chefs from Food and Wine's top 10 chefs. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Right now we're growing over 150 varieties of heirloom tomatoes, so you'll be able to try all 150 varieties if you choose.
Wow. How long have you been there?
I've been there about 3.5 years.
3.5 years. I have very fond memories from 2003 when I did the world's biggest BLT there.
Nice.
Kendall Jackson was so supportive, and that one was, I believe, 103 feet long.
Wow.
If I remember correctly.
We did one a couple years ago.
Yeah, we did. That was a shorter one to actually feed people.
Okay.
But the one at Kendall Jackson was, well, it was the first one anybody ever did, and we had a parade of ingredients through the fair led by the hot frittatas, and we had we had 3 salt flakes, a head of lettuce, 2 tomatoes. We didn't have bacon, costumed. And we had, of course, the Mayo Queen, who makes her appearance at all of them that we do. And I'm actually I want to talk to Kendall Jackson about doing that again some year, because it was so much fun. And I've got a lot of photographs of it up on the new website.
Nice.
So it was great. And we got so much support. And then all of the money, what we did was, after we made it, then we just cut it up into slices and sold them, and were able to donate, I think $500 went to Worth Our Weight Culinary Apprenticeship
Nice.
Program.
Yeah.
That's what's so amazing about the Tomato Fest is every year they pick somebody that is in need, or an organization that could use the support. Who's the support this year?
The money is going to go to Redwood Empire Food Bank.
Oh, that's excellent. Great. And on that note, guess what? We are out of time. Coming up next weekend, Gravenstein Apple Fair. Go to GravensteinAppleFair.com for your advance tickets and all the other information. I will see you there on both days. In the meantime, have a great week and tune in next Sunday for another yummy episode of Mouthful Smart Talk about food, wine, and farming. We will be celebrating Marin French cheese, which is also having an anniversary next Sunday.